SS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is closed amid warnings of a possible Russian attack on Ukraine's capital. Tensions have escalated after the U.S. allowed Ukraine to launch American-made missiles into Russia. A Kremlin spokesman said the Biden administration is prolonging the war. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, speaking in Laos, said today the White House will announce a new package of military aid for Ukraine worth up to $275 million.
To meet critical battlefield needs, and that will include munitions for rocket systems and artillery, and anti-tank weapons.
President-elect Trump has selected TV doctor Mehmet Oz to oversee Medicare and Medicaid. He also made two more cabinet picks, former pro wrestling executive Linda McMahon as Secretary of Education and Wall Street executive Howard Lutnick as Commerce Secretary. The House Ethics Committee could decide whether to release its report into alleged sexual misconduct by Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. He's denied wrongdoing. This is ABC News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is now offering a $5 million reward for each hostage freed from Gaza. In the U.S., the other man in the cockpit for the Miracle on the Hudson, who was sitting right next to Chesley Sullenberger, is now flying into retirement.
I said to Sully, I said, that wasn't so bad, and it wasn't.
He was the other guy in the cockpit when a U.S. Airways jetliner hit birds taking off out of New York's LaGuardia Airport in 2009, lost both engines, and glided to a landing on the Hudson River.
It was actually not a bad landing at all. I was surprised. Water came over the windshield and the airplane nose popped up.
Jeffrey Skiles retired over the weekend, flying his last flight before hitting mandatory retirement age of 65. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Search is on for more than $1 million worth of tequila stolen from Santos Spirits, the brand belonging to rocker Sammy Hagar and celebrity chef Guy Fieri. It was stolen while en route to Pennsylvania. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Let's redirect here because this could go bad.
I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls at five-serve form. Both teams looking for a chance for back-to-back wins. On Monday, the Bucks beat the Rockets. The Bulls got past the struggling 76ers. College basketball, number 15th-ranked Marquette with an impressive win in Milwaukee last night over number 6th-ranked Purdue. The Golden Eagles, 76-58 over the Boilermakers. Cam Jones had 17 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists, and only the third triple-double in Marquette history. The last player to do so, Dwayne Wade, back in 2003. Baseball, the Brewers' Pat Murphy named the National League Manager of the Year, who talked about the challenge of a club being from Milwaukee.
That's what this whole thing's about. You know, like when you're thinking of a small market team, you're thinking of guys that have all been thrown away, all guys that have been said, no, you're not good enough. That's pleasurable to see, you know, these guys then, you know, find a way to be successful. It's special.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Have you ever been in a relationship that's been so bad it's made you want to jump to your death? If so, you have something in common with Cher. The iconic performer and former wife of Sonny Bono says that she was so miserable and lonely in her loveless marriage, she considered jumping off a Vegas hotel balcony multiple times. Let me rephrase. On multiple occasions. That's the kind of thing that would be tough to do more than once. The singer says instead of taking her own life, she ultimately decided to leave her marriage. Much better option, Cher. Speaking of falling, comedian and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno says he fell 60 feet down a rocky hill outside Pittsburgh before one of his shows. According to E! News, Leno suffered bruises on his face, a swollen eye, and a broken wrist. What does a 74-year-old man do after such an accident? Check himself out in a restaurant bathroom and then make his live performance on time. Now that's a pro. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers this morning and again later this afternoon. Our high today, 44, with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, some scattered light rain and snow showers. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with rain, and a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
It's time for public cervix announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of...
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
Back in the house, along with Todd Michaels. You know, we start off Mondays a lot with Victory Monday. Victory Wednesday, UWGB.
Big win last night.
Game last night? Yeah, it was fun. Great crowd. We had the coach on here, right?
Yeah, and Doug Gottlieb.
And he's doing a good job. First half, but second half, they
reined it in and made it happen. You said they won big.
They won. It was exciting. Great crowd and people...
And for a Tuesday night, that's great.
And I love when I was telling Todd this morning, when I go someplace and they love your show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's cool.
Yeah, that you said somebody stopped you and chatted.
Yeah, there's more than one, but yeah, he wanted to get on the show, that guy. But
it's the same one person at every event Jim goes to. It's,
and that's fine.
I seek him out. Hey, come on over here. What, you got anything to say to me? What do you want to say to me, man?
Right. Do you want to compliment my mayoral run?
No. Those days are over.
No?
Yeah, no.
Would you like to be on my show? It only costs you.
Yes. I'll send him over to you.
But, yeah. It's great. It's a win-win.
That was fun.
But not too late of a night, did you?
No, the games are over at 8, 6 o'clock.
Oh, wow. That's doable. Yeah,
it is. They're 8 o'clock. But far be it for me to complain. Little bit of basketball and etiquette.
Ding, ding. Here we go.
Little bit. You boys.
Yes. Is this a pop quiz?
No, it doesn't matter if it's boys or girls. But did you take them to games when they were little?
Yeah.
Yeah, so do we.
Yeah.
But
you wait for a break in the action.
But did you bring... coloring books and goldfish and it's like
maybe
okay, so like we bringing like get a babysitter,
you know what I mean?
Like,
right.
If I brought my kids to games when they were little to teach them the game. I mean, I don't play basketball, but I do understand.
Oh, can you imagine
the people with more points win? That's what I'm trying to teach them, and you got to shoot through this. Anyway, I just thought that was
basic
weird
crowd etiquette,
right? And then the other thing. And I got to get back into basketball, going to games, because, you know, I've always been a season ticket holder, but, you know, when they weren't playing very well, I didn't go a lot. And I want to go more because it's exciting to watch them win. And then, again, you know, I want this to be a positive, but do you talk during the games?
We will be, I mean,
it's not
ish,
theater. I understand. At a theater, if somebody was talking theater, I'd turn around and tell them to, you know, stop. But
I broke up with a guy who shushed me during a movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I did.
That's all it took, right?
Well, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, no,
absolutely.
There was another
date after that.
He was right. You don't talk during a movie. That's people paid $8, $9.
I had one question.
Oh, you had a question like...
Right.
I don't get it.
And then...
What's happening?
And then I promptly took a nap.
Yeah.
So, thanks for that.
But basketball, I get it. Football. To talk about like a movie or if you're talking about basketball, like, man, where's he from?
Right.
To say like, did you see?
No, you know, we're not talking about the world events. In fact, so we're a baseball family, and
yes.
I often have to relocate where I'm sitting, if people are talking around me and not watching the game, and I'm like, well, I'm going to look like a dork.
So you would move before you turn around and say, come on, you guys, let's watch the game.
Because I have the problem with it. That's their entertainment experience. Mm-hmm. I would relocate because...
I got pretty good seats.
I mean, I have... Again, I'm always grateful that there's no visible thought bubble
when I was
very
at the,
entertaining commentary.
That's interesting to move because there was, I mean, the rush is what, 10,000 seats? And there were so many seats there. But I thought, okay, maybe you haven't seen each other in a while, you know, first 10 minutes. But it was.
But you get together before the game, I'd catch like to think up, so. Go to the game, watch that, and then.
I wouldn't complain.
At the Herd game on Saturday night, there were a bunch of high school boys, younger ones, like maybe 14, right? Constantly in and out. So here's old man here having to get up and down each time. Eventually, I just gave up. I'm like, if you need to go in and out this much, you're going to get around me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to move for you anymore.
Yeah.
Because daddy's knee hurts. So, you know.
But I.
Did they say excuse me every time or thank you?
No.
Pardon?
No.
Nothing?
No. They
that's the etiquette I would be teaching my child. See,
they give you those fans kind of things so you can slap them and, you know, you've seen those before, right?
Yes.
They were slapping each other with those. And like a little bit of that is fine. We were all kids, but I was.
But that's kind of.
You were over it real fast.
But that's kind of up in the upper deck.
Right.
Because they bring those groups in, and those kids have a lot of fun up there.
I was in, like, the third row.
Right. My seats are on the end, and they're good seats. But I will tell you, because I did get a little frustrated, next time I'm going to move.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not married anymore. I can turn around and tell them, hey, shut the... So I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's still
no, but they're listeners.
And then I can't.
We're in the retail
them.
Business now. They're
That's
listeners.
Right. That's right.
They could be sponsors.
Exactly. So you never.
They
know.
Were great. They were just great to be around. I loved
I'm not
it.
Saying
I
that.
Love to hear about the movie.
You've come such a long way.
I have.
This, job.
Just, this is. I'm so chill.
And
so
if John were here, he would just be poking the bear. Hey!
Actually, it was fun. I'm gonna
go
to a lot
more
games.
And when I say I get up and move, I'm referring to when I'm at. Like a youth sports event. So not like a ticketed event.
Right.
But there are a lot of seats. I mean, there's probably, I don't know, 5,000 empty seats. I mean, it's 10,000 seats at the Rush.
No, if I'm in your predicament at a ticketed event like that, I am seething. I'm probably angrily texting somebody and complaining and sending gifts about.
My wife has a great ability to tune that out because I'll say to her, God, can you believe those people? She's like, what?
Well,
like they were talking about. She goes, I didn't even hear it.
Sometimes turnabout is fair play, and people are talking so loud and so just everybody. They want everybody
attention.
In on their conversation.
Oh, man.
So then I'll participate, and then it becomes weird for them. And then you see how
that's
quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Uh huh.
But
there was a woman that had a birthday that night, and I was hearing all about it. And so I finally, hey, happy birthday.
That's what you want me to say.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So here's my card. Yeah, well, it was fun, though. And I just, we're here to just talk to people, but I think it's okay if we talk about, there's some universal etiquette. And I think, obviously not talking in a play, but like basketball, football.
Again,
if you're talking about like, wow, that was a great catch or something, but... To talk about like a movie,
right?
It's just too
something
weird for me.
Too
and loud
off topic
and loud, and then I couldn't tune it out. And I'm thinking, okay, Jim, don't listen to this. And it's like,
what's worse is when you tune in a little bit to them, and they're like, and it was a weeping wound, and it just would never,
press all
again.
Over, and it's like anyway, that was a fun game, and they're playing again Saturday. I'm gonna be out of town, but that's not a bad. Evening for $16 a ticket
again, and great competition.
They're a little bit more for some games. I don't know how they price the games differently, 16, 18, 22,
based on how the opponent draws. I'm guessing.
Do they have that revenue sharing? Does the visiting team get half the money, like the NFL, or 40%? I should say.
I doubt it because it's a universe. I have no idea. I have zero.
I just know they like
knowledge.
The Rush. I like the Crest Center, and they play some games at Crest, which is a much smaller venue on campus, and then they play some at the Rush, which is much larger, and you have to pay for parking.
So maybe they share revenues with the Rush Center.
Well, no, they like, I'll tell you, the reason they're at the Rush is concessions, alcohol.
Oh, well.
So,
That's odd. Todd, you will appreciate my last conversation I inserted myself into because we were down in Arizona, yeah. Spring training, yep. Baseball,
oh, yeah,
shocker.
Yeah.
And it had to be said. The conversation led right to it. Something, something, something. And then I had to hit him with a, that's what she said. And then, you know, it was like a group of maybe like two or three couples.
Yeah.
And the guys just thought it was hilarious. And the girls were like, what is she listening to us for?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that kind of
And then the women
changed.
Got mad at their men because right. they were laughing at you. Yeah. And they weren't laughing
yes,
at them.
Yes, me as I'm there with, you know, there's my husband and my children. You know, what a threat.
Yeah. Well, that's, anyway, it's fun
I'll
to go to the games.
Goes right. over well,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I thought you were going with that.
But. Mm. I'm sure I have, but.
Hey, I just, it's shout out time.
Oh,
no, they're just Da Vinci School.
Oh.
So Da Vinci School, which I'll take some credit for that. I was instrumental in getting that school downtown Green Bay. Raised the
Don't
money. No, I just want to say, and then they remember they're going to move it. We had Dr. Tiller in here.
Yep.
He was the superintendent of schools. And they voted to relocate the school. And Tiller was like, we can't do that. Don and I went to parent teachers conference. To the PTO. No, it's really more the school board meeting.
Oh,
so we went to that and said, look, the school belongs to Tonda. And they're like, really? Oh, I didn't know that. They kept the school downtown. That's the Da Vinci School, which is, you know, K-8. See this in the paper?
What do we have?
Number one in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, bravo.
I know,
and our
right,
podcaster
right.
buddy is
Get
goes
this,
to
you
Da
guys,
Vinci, doesn't he?
So, who goes to the podcast?
Doesn't our little podcaster
yes,
go to
yeah.
Da Vinci?
What's his name? The little guy that comes in and does the sports updates.
Oh, yeah, he does. That podcast kid.
Yes.
He goes
the
to Da Vinci.
Guy.
Right.
Yeah.
He goes to Da Vinci.
Well done.
You know, and you read these test scores and, you know, people can say, well, they lowered the bar, 43%, 60%, you know, proficient in this and that. 93% proficient in math.
Wow.
I would have been one of the seven. But still, that's pretty. I think that's.
Well, I should have got the equation.
I know,
right.
I should have said I would have been one of the eight.
Yeah, yeah.
That
would have
been funny.
That would have been spot
so
on.
It's come at 6:17 in the morning. Anyway, isn't that great?
That is wonderful.
So we're happy. And another reason Green Bay's number 12, whatever we said yesterday, to place to live, got to be the school system.
Speaking of shout outs, we know that your mom is a loyal listener.
Well,
so good morning, Mrs. Schmidt.
She is.
Yes. But. I just got a text from my mom saying she's tuned in.
Oh, that's
and
sweet.
And that she loves listening.
Isn't that
and
nice?
And hearing us banter. And yeah, well, that made me feel good.
Well, we would like
so,
to
hi, mom.
Welcome mom, but it's not Mom Z.
Nope.
What's your maiden name?
Well, we call her Grams.
Oh, Grams.
We call her Grams.
Okay, Grams.
Hey, hi, Grams.
So I'm going to see, you know, my granddaughter and family in New York next week. And they're all into what? When she was born, like, what do they call me and Donna? And I'm like, well, Grandma and Grandpa would
Papa
work.
Mayor.
And they're like, no, that's what I wanted. But my daughter, I said, just Mayor's fine.
What?
Captain. Yeah, what? That's what was her reaction. So, but they wanted.
Come on.
No, I did. I said that, but she didn't want to do that. But so, and I said, well, what's wrong with Grandma and Grandpa? She goes, well, we really can't because that's what they call
his
parents, and they already have kids. Well, anyway, so they're going back with all these different names and German names and
what are you?
I'll tell you when we come back.
Oh,
I'm not happy.
The ultimate tease. I like this.
Keep it here.
You are learning. Jim.
Oh, I'm getting this
stuff.
Keep it here.
Meinl's not here. It's really
Nikki and the mayor.
There we go.
Fine.
Nikki Z.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Matt Nair on Air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nikki and the mayor, along with Todd Michaels, were... this is a great day today. I thought it was... Didn't you read that it was going to be like freezing, like 30? You come outside, it's like 45, 50.
Yeah, the wind
50.
Is going to pick up, though.
Oh.
It's going to change.
We'll be in that snowstorm situation. All the snow tonight into tomorrow morning. So it could be kind of tricky on the way in tomorrow.
I know.
You guys will be on your own. I'll be staying in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
Just right. You and John showing up at the studio.
I'm sure everything will run
smoothly.
Okay.
I got like a dream. All right. Do we have the drum roll?
No, I got an idea. We got to queue up the best of just in case Todd's... Well, true that he's not going to be
that
here.
That sounds like somebody else's problem. But
all right. Oh, no, for what they call me. All right, I just want to say that, Mike, and that's very common today that people call different grandparents different things.
Yes, 100%.
And what do you call your grandma?
My mom is Grams.
Grams.
Yep.
What do you call your grandma?
Well, she was Grandma.
Yeah, see, so was ours. Right, grandma and Grandpa. Right.
Yeah, and then we would have Grandma last name here, Grandma last name there.
Yeah. So, or Donna.
Yeah.
Granny.
Love it.
I don't know if I like that for
Nope,
her.
It's really cute when it comes out of a kid's mouth.
Wait, Grammy.
Grammy's cool.
Grammy. What did I say?
Grammy's, like, you said Grammy.
Oh, Grammy. It's
okay,
an A.
I will give that Grammy. A bell. That's
all right,
cute.
Grammy.
Grammy.
It's Grammy. And, yep. And that's what they call her, and then they call Mrs. Art's grandma.
Okay.
So
yeah.
They're, it's like
grandma.
A little bit different, yep. But grandma's coming or Grammy's coming. Yep. She knows the two things. Now, my other kids are, they're bilingual, so one's Spanish, you know, and whatever the mother and father's and that. And then, of course, grandma and grandpa. So that's a little easier.
Abuelo and abuela.
Right. There you go. Yeah. And we looked at the whole different thing. But no, so Grammy. And then you
what's
they
yours?
Call me. And the, she does, too. And she's only, what, 14 months old? Oh, well, she should know that. Grumpy.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's what they call me. And she called me that, too. Grumpy. Where's Milton? You know, because she knows I'm crazy about
was
my dog.
And that is, she's trying to say Grampy?
Maybe.
My kids. Maybe. No. My kids. And then Laura, my youngest daughter, is like, I don't think we should. This is when we're having this
we
family meeting.
We shall not correct her ever. What
they said.
Papa look, Grampy.
No,
Grumpy.
Grumpy. And they got a hat for me. And and Laura's worried. She goes, what if he takes on that persona?
Like, it's what a if?
It's a
little late, Laura.
It's a little late, honey.
Laura so, doesn't listen, does she?
It's kind of cool. I don't know. We never even talked to, I don't think my parents.
No,
ever.
It was just grandma, grandpa, period.
Oh, for everybody.
Yep.
But there's so many studies in kids. And like I said to my kid, you know, she's not an experiment. I mean, it's just, you know,
right.
There's a lot of cool things that. You know, I think we did our best. I think every parent does their best.
Every
but there's
parent
things
does
that
their best.
It's not confusing to a kid if they're different
right.
people.
Right.
So, anyway.
Okay, Grumpy.
Right. That's what it is. Grumpy.
See, and, that's my name. Child, God bless, can get away with it.
She can get it. She's the only one. I know.
Exactly.
That.
I am going to make sure that I'm here tomorrow, whether or not, right, the weather is bad,
okay, yeah.
Just so that I can fill Mino in on this tidbit.
Mino, Grumpy.
Yeah.
Get along
with
that.
I met his grandkids. I don't know what they... Probably, I don't know what they call him, but that's very, very, I just want to say that and some of them are really different names. And we looked it up and like I said, not just a German, right? That, but, and then if you look at the English, which is a little bit more proper, some people call their grandpa Captain. I would have been okay with that too, but
yeah,
I don't think I had a vote in that thing. Quite honestly, thinking back.
Well, after Mayor got shut down.
I know that's what I thought
what
was the best. I know. So
I think Papa Mayor would have.
Papa was on the list, but I don't know.
Grumpy.
Like I said, I did not have a vote in this.
If you could get video or audio of these transactions,
these meetings, these family meetings.
Oh my God!
Well, no. When she calls you, like. Next week.
Yeah, I'll see her next week.
That would be
yeah.
Because I need to see that.
Who else? Anyone else going out to New York for Thanksgiving? You know, because we can go to the parade.
Might just bump into them. You know,
not the cheapest hotels out there this time of year.
No.
Of course not.
Anyway.
Well, and you guys normally get an Airbnb, so everybody's all together.
Yeah,
correct.
But that my kids.
Changed.
I have two kids that live out there, so
yeah.
Dad stay with us, and I don't know. I just like you know.
But I really enjoy.
There's places right. I mean, they live in Manhattan, so it's all walking distance. I mean, it's half
right. But
condos
I love
half,
the reason that you guys actually like to stay together because
we do.
Yeah, in
we
the
do.
Morning we just if we're up we coffee and
oh, yeah,
we start our day together.
And we all get up early. We're huge coffee drinkers.
I just think that's adorable. Will you bring some Sarugis?
I have. You know, I'm cheating a little bit. Joe Cerruggi was on our show.
Yeah.
Because his business was 125 years old.
Right.
Which is
incredible.
Very, very cool. And Joe does so much for the arts and music. And he came here and he brought Johnny and I each a box.
You?
And it was like, and then I went there because he had like an anniversary party.
Yes.
Or open house. So we went to that. And I looked and it was like $68.
Yes. Those were tremendously valuable. And
that,
if you tell me that thing has not been touched.
It hasn't. It's in my office. I'm bringing it.
Look at Todd's eyeballs even.
I did not open it.
It was gone within.
Don and I went to Joe's open house at Cerruggi's and we bought some stuff. You know.
That
but,
was nice.
My mom
tried to go because the Meltaway candy bars were only $1.25.
Bought them.
The line was out the door, around the building and down the street.
Yeah, Joe can't wait till his business is 150 years old because that $1.25
goes
in my
goes candy up. Right, yeah, no doubt.
But no, I'm bringing that already shipped out Kringles. You know
nice.
That Uncle Mike's?
Yes.
They do a great job of that, by the way.
Love
and
it.
So, because my...
What flavor did you send?
The
melted caramel pecan.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's the best.
Yeah, that's one
I prefer the caramel apple.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh. They're all good, right?
Oh, yeah, but you really can't go wrong.
That and what else? And I think I'm not sure. I don't know if we shipped it all
so
or not. We're bringing it, but you know.
Are you flying out of Green Bay or Appleton?
Green Bay.
So you might have to remove. You don't have to take out your small bag of toiletries anymore, but you might have to set out your, if you bring any sausage or cheese curds.
Yeah, I'm checking.
You have to set those out aside before.
The guys can find something wrong and keep them. No, I'm checking the bag because it's free, you know, on Delta. So.
Of course.
Anyway.
Of course you are.
It's going to be,
nice.
I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be
relaxing.
And you
guys do the parade? Do you have to have tickets for the parade?
No, we don't. We're watching it like close to our hotel. So,
okay.
It's just going to be, the parade coming up in Green Bay is going to be awesome. I'm actually in that parade. You know how long it's been since I've been in a parade?
Tell me.
I don't know. How long have I been out of office? 6 years. So
but
I'm looking forward to that.
Making a glorious return.
A little
on
less
Saturday.
Stress being in the Civic Media car than.
There's a great story.
Not
one time
everybody loved
at the St. Patrick's Day parade. The float in front of Jim had slowed things down, and Jim was not happy about it. And he stood up and goes, "Let's get this thing moving."
I did. So I'm not. I just got to be chill. I gotta borrow some of Johnny's gummies or something. I gotta get a little less stressed. All right, Mino and the Mayor. We're gonna be right back.
Going up to the spirit in the sky. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Here it comes. Weather swings in Wisconsin. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And anybody in charge of livestock knows that means you better bring your A game to keep those animals healthy, especially young calves. Dr. Eric Rooker is with Dairy Doctors Veterinarian Services. He says what they've been doing recently is using a new diagnostic tool to try to keep track of how healthy calves' lungs are. They use ultrasound.
And the important part of that, understanding the prevalence of disease within the environment of that calf, whether you're raising your calves in a hut outside, in a calf barn, or alongside a mature cow inside your barn. If you don't know how much disease you have, you're never going to be able to start to enact change based upon that. And we record that over time, and we really do see some pretty huge seasonal trends in terms of even our best managed facilities will struggle in times like right now where you're getting 20, 30, 40 degree temperature swings from daytime to nighttime.
A new tool. That's Dr. Eric Rooker with Dairy Doctors Veterinarian Services. He says if you don't think your calves are 100%, especially during vulnerable times of the year when the weather is changing, it can be a very helpful tool. Markets are next.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of a rebate of up to $1,500 on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eyes set on a Can-Am workhorse, now's the time to get your own. Visit your local Can-Am dealer to add a true game changer to your roster. Certain conditions apply. See dealer for details.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up, but commodities are down. December corn, penny lower at 426. March corn down 2, 436. January beans down 7 right now at 991. November next year down 6, 1015. December wheat's down 2 at 548. July new crop down 2.5 at 582. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped a penny to 172.5. 40-pound block cheese was up 2.5 at 172.25, while AA butter dropped 0.25 to 258.25 per pound. December milk now up 13 at 1909. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers this morning and again later this afternoon. Our high today, 44, with wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, some scattered light rain and snow showers. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with rain and a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Window should have.
Order from Pella today and get no interest and no payments for 12 months. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. Ends 11/30/2024. 2024. 2024.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Mino and the Mayor with Miss...
Miss Nikki, that's fine.
Miss Nikki's fine.
For a little while, I did want to be an elementary school teacher.
And oh, there you go.
I think that's what I would have had the kids call me. Miss Nikki.
See, to me, again, going back to the whole grandma, grandpa thing, it's Mrs., Ms. Oh, yeah. I that's just the way it is.
Yeah. As long as it's not, hey, you.
No. It's when I teach, then people call me Mr. Schmidt. Actually, my name badge with my little picture on and everything has M. Schmidt because some people did. They call me Mayor. What should we call you? You know, and I get a big kick out of when they, Professor. I like turn around and look like, who the hell's that? But it's me.
That's nice.
But we're assistant. That's not assistant. What's the word? We're adjunct, which adjunct means like part-time. And that is a cool title. You know, I mean, professor. Like, I have no. If I told some of my classmates I was addressed as professor, they would, no.
Chortle.
Yeah, they would chortle.
That's a good $5 word for this morning.
For the morning. Yeah, 6:35. He chortled.
They chortled.
The class chortled.
Would you rather them have LOL'd?
No, I would take the chortle.
How about, would you prefer they guffawed?
I don't know what that is.
Guffawed.
Never heard of guffawed?
I don't think so.
Aren't you well read?
No.
Professor?
Not at all. No.
And the
they were late to class. How about they were late to class, so they cantered in?
They sauntered.
Well, yeah, I had a horse, and cantering's like between the trot and the gallop. That's cantering.
A canter is also the singer in church.
Yeah, that's true.
The usher.
Oh, I don't know.
No, it's been a while.
What do you mean the usher?
Well, the canter's
singing.
Sometimes they are double dipping.
No, the canter's the one, and they put their when he put their arm up, then you have to sing because repeat what they did. Yes, that's the canter. But I was talking about
this is again. We can play password.
I'll pass on that. Hey, couple texts.
Happy birthday, Joe Walsh, 77 years old today. Joe Walsh from the Eagles.
I thought it was the guy that I said to Nikki, who's that? I thought he was the guy that sang, you know, "You Are So Beautiful to Me."
No,
that's Joe something, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
But this is Joe Walsh. Life's been good to me so far.
Ordinary average guy. Pick up the dog, do. Hope that it's hard. Favorite line. Terry from Ashwaubenon. Thanks for listening.
That's the bike guy. What's pick up the dog, do? Hope that it's hard. It's because
it's
frozen.
The line in the song.
Oh.
Yes. Because when you pick up dog,
yeah, it is. It's better when it's, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, that's all right.
Terry, very
good morning.
Observant.
Enjoy your breakfast.
So, right. Joe Walsh shares a birthday today with Josh Turner, 47 years old, country music singer, and the one and only, it's kind of easy on the eyes, Mr. Dierks Bentley. Just saw him in concert this.
Don't know either one of them.
All right.
Country stars?
No. Yep. Yeah, I know. I'm sure they are.
Not on the mayor's playlist.
I'm looking down this list of
How
birthdays.
How about the comedian?
The only one I know on there is Joe Biden.
You know Bo Derek?
Oh, 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I do know her.
And you don't know Dick Smothers of the Smothers Brothers?
Oh, Jim? I didn't read that yet. I'm kind of going through this. Okay, that's down the list. Dick Smothers was in Green Bay.
At the Carlton?
Nope. At the Meyer Theater.
Right.
The Meyer Theater opened, whatever, and then closed. This is back in, I don't know, probably the 20s, 30s, and then was converted, obviously, into a movie theater, and then it got converted
Obviously. I didn't know this.
Do you remember when you saw a movie there?
Not at the Meyer. No, it's only been a performance. It's only been
How old are you?
46. Thanks for asking. I look great. I know. I look great
anyway,
for my age.
When it got converted back, the opening act were the Smothers Brothers.
Wow. So then who is the headliners?
I mean, not the opening act. I didn't mean the opening act. I meant the
headliner.
The headliner when they reopened.
Gotcha.
That's what I meant.
Oh, nice. So then Joel McHale also celebrating her birthday. Are you familiar?
Yes.
Comedian, entertainment network.
Did Talk Soup on TV for a little while.
Yeah.
Hosted
Funny
a game
guy.
Show or two. He's all right. Yeah.
Community, I think he was on that NBC show. I like him. Bo Derek, yes. Mm-hmm. And to verify with Todd, I said Bo Derek of walking out of the swimming pool in the movie Tommy Boy. Is that for me, Dad? No, son, that's for me. And he did. Yes, that Bo Derek is 68. I thought she'd be older. And that's like straight up a line from John's book, right?
Yeah.
I thought he'd be older. I thought he'd be older. So happy birthday, Bo Derek. President Joe Biden, 82 today. Happy birthday, bud. Norman Greenbaum, 82 as well. And he, singer of Spirit in the Sky?
Yep. Is that what we have here?
Oh. Oh, that's
Todd tying it all together today.
That's awesome.
We are magically produced.
This is a great song. This is a good song. That's high school for us, for me, not for you, Todd. That's when he was in the kindergarten.
Oh, did you see the next text? The name Grumpy is great for Jim. Uh-oh.
Oh, my daughter's listening. Good. Thank you, Anna. Anyway,
another texter.
I got to figure out how that's going to go, but I got the hat and... I don't know. It's
so you whatever.
I did not have a vote in that. So I just, whatever you guys want, that's fine.
Have a grumpy hat, like the dwarf grumpy?
That it just says grumpy on the top. I don't wear hats. I'm never going to wear it. But
anyway, you're familiar with the character?
I got it as a gift.
Are you familiar with the
character? Oh, yeah. Seven Dwarfs. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Can you name them all?
Probably. All I got to think about it.
Let's rattle them off right now.
Sleepy, happy, grumpy. Oh, man, just wait.
Dopey.
Is it Sneezy?
Sleepy.
Sneezy is one.
Okay,
Sneezy,
so that's
Bashful Doc.
Huh?
Happy, Dopey, Grumpy, Sleepy, Sneezy, Bashful Doc.
Bashful and Doc.
Bashful and Doc. Doc I would have got eventually. How do you know those so quick? Did you use it?
I don't know. A lot of time. I've watched Snow White's probably one of my favorite Disney movies.
Really? With two teenage boys, Snow White's... Did they watch it with you, or are you just one of those, I need to be alone, and then you put that tape...
Babysat a lot.
Oh, okay.
In my youth.
Yeah, and, that would be a good one for babysitting.
If my favorite Disney movie was based on what my boys watched, it would be either Toy Story or Cars.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Toy Story.
And the animation, it's changed. Yep. And I appreciate it both ways. That sounds bad. Don't ever use that clip against me.
Yeah. When we get together at Thanksgiving, or I don't know if we're all going to be together for Christmas. I'm got that far ahead, but we'll watch Elf.
Oh gosh, I can just, watch they, that
they,
year
they,
round.
They watch. We watch that. I don't know how old that show is.
20. It's
okay.
20
we've
years
watched
old.
That every single year. Elf, and
I've never seen it.
Really?
Never.
Okay. Finally.
Okay. Now.
Guy. Now this is.
You know how
this is a year of the guy. Okay, because everybody has seen that, right?
Now we're gonna have a podcast episode.
I'm not a big Will Ferrell fan.
I know.
Okay. Yeah. I love Bob Newhart. But Will Ferrell just does not do it for me. Even Anchorman, and you would think that would be right up my alley.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And I love dumb humor, but that's a stretch for
how
me.
How come you never mentioned this in the interview process, Todd?
Yeah. You would have taken the other gig.
But Elf is...
Where's my sound bit? Yeah. I need the sound of me calling that other location.
But no, that's... that. We will watch that. That's HR.
No, that's me calling the other job offer.
Yeah, she's turning me into HR for never watching the movie.
I see. Yeah.
There's something in the bylaws.
Well, right, that you got to be up on the
all right, we do have another text. At sporting events, I spend more time watching people in the crowd than I do watching the game. Vicky, good morning. Thanks for listening. I'm with you, Vicky. I am fascinated by people. I'll diagnose... What's going on? I'll have their entire story going on. I'll have put together. Oh, well, they are on a date for the first time from an app. Clearly, just met before. Oh, it's so. These people are intoxicated. These people are fighting. These people don't like each other.
Yep.
No. I don't look. I could care less who's there. And I'd like to sit there alone. No. Mm-mm.
Nope.
I'm looking at the person next to me. Although, where are these seats that at the Rush Center I have? No, at the Rush Center. It's right next to the Pep Band, which is cool. Because I was in Pep Band.
Band enthusiasts.
They have a new director. That kid is... They have good energy in that band. They've always had good energy, but I mean, it's...
Pep Band, it's kind of and parcel with the role, right?
And it's the school, it's the students, and they're pretty funny when the other guy's shooting a free throw.
Oh, yeah.
How they... Yeah, it's... That's a little... That I will look at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But... whoever else is there.
Oh man!
Except, no, I love a good halftime show with the marching band.
Yeah, well, that was they have a great whatever they got new uniforms. The not really called the drill team anymore, is it? What's it called? Like, it's not the cheerleaders; it's the other group.
Oh, the pom and dance.
The dance team.
They got new uniforms, and I. So
thanks for calling them uniforms and not outfits
or whatever. But get this: I think, and I wasn't really looking. Their shirts say, I think they were doing a song by Eminem. And I said, that's because of Mine on the Mayor.
Did you get a picture? Jeez. Did you take any pictures last night?
He doesn't. No. That's, it would be so great if you did that and we could post some of them, right?
Yeah, I didn't. Did I?
No, you didn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't think. Anyway, that. Yeah,
maybe.
But back to that. The people watching thing, yeah, some people they really enjoy that.
That's worth the price of admission for me sometimes.
I will do that, though. Like, I'll go for a walk in New York, and you know, because it's Fifth Avenue, it's very, very safe, and that's cool just to see who's there. And yeah, I'll probably do. I don't know. I just that doesn't interest me that all that much. But
when in New York, it's very introspective for me because it's so diverse, and it's just kind of neat to stand on the street corner and you can hear multiple languages being spoken, probably loud and aggressively.
And you're right down there. I mean, there's a. I mean, I don't know Colbert and all those who work down there, and then all the people from, you know, the networks, you know, NBC, CBS, that's all right there.
Right.
And in Times Square. And, you know, I'm sure they got to, I got to believe they got to walk and get coffee. I don't know. I've, you know, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, look at all the pages on, yeah, People Magazine.
Right, you run into people. So, anyway.
Yeah, do you think people will say they ran into the mayor of Green Bay?
Is that that guy from?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think if my, daughter sees me, because we're staying. Okay. Anyway, that's going to be fun. The parade in Green Bay, though. Let's give that some props. And we got tickets?
We do. We have VIP seats.
VIP, which are great seats. So those of you who have, I mean, most people have been to the parade, but there's it's a great route. You've never been in? It goes down Jefferson and then ends up back on Washington. Anyway.
Very manageable route.
It is. It's an easy route. And you can get where you're in the front row. I mean, it's not like it's 6-8 deep or anything. There are areas where it is. I just want to say that, especially in the beginning of the parade. But these VIP seats, it's bleacher seating right in front of the courthouse. And there's a little, St. Willibrord does a little chocolate coffee stand, you know, for, I don't know, 50 cents or a dollar. So you want to bring a little cash. But it's a great place to watch the parade, and you're elevated, right? Three, four, five seats. And that is where the TV cameras are because they film right across the street and they hold up the sign, play now. So you're going to hear the music. So
you get
these are good seats.
All of the best performers.
Yep.
You get, I believe, Frank and Amy from Let Me Be Frank are emceeing and hosting the parade. So they get great commentary. They'll be very entertained. So if you are interested in a pair of tickets, VIP tickets to this Saturday,
are we doing something? Or are we
Green
just,
Bay?
Let's just have people text in for this first round. We got a couple of sets to give away. So
okay.
Got,
all right. Yeah. So, all right. Just
you and your generosity, Mr.
Text in. It's going to be fun. I mean, it's worth going to, and you'd bring your, or get them and then give them to maybe your parents or somebody that would prefer that instead of bringing out the lawn chair or standing. You know what I mean? Like you could win them and give them away. They're not like, you know what I mean? Which would be very nice.
So download
perpetual
this.
Giving.
But don't That's sell right. them. The don't sell, perpetual them. Don't sell them.
Download the Civic Media app. Choose WISS or WGBW and text to win.
There we go. The parade. It's going to be a good time. And that's Saturday at 10 o'clock. You can get there at 9 because Frank and Amy do some warm-up music. In terms of like Christmas carols,
they're
entertained. Then all the kids are going to come out there and do the countdown, and then.
I've only been in parade. Whoa, actually, we used to go to the Flag Day parade in Appleton.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That was our big annual.
That's a good one.
But otherwise, I was in the marching band, so I've only been in parades.
And that's why I'm not crazy about being in the parade because you missed the parade.
Well, we will have the live stream to playback. That's what they're doing, is recording it to playback at a later date.
All right. But I went, I think 20 years in a row I went to the circus parade. But this is
nice.
Oh, these are yours.
Mine.
It's the babysitter. All right.
Mino and the babysitter.
It's the mayor and the babysitter. That's what it is. All right. Seven Dwarfs, along with Nikki Z. We'll be right back.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly obvious he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
John Legend, ladies and gentlemen. John, you and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual legend. And my last name is Schwabba and I'm an actual Schwabba. So there you go.
No, what is a Schwabba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
So you throw this, what is it called, VCR, and then just have the kids watch this so
no,
you could,
we
like,
would watch
call
it
your
together,
boyfriend.
Yeah, right, and right, we would make popcorn and
all right, that's cool.
Snuggle.
That's a fun
and
night.
I would braid their hair. Oh, it was, and The Little Mermaid was also on repeat. Mm-hmm. Homeward Bound.
Did I tell you my story? You weren't
that's
here.
That's a good movie. With dogs and the cats.
Yeah.
Can you, I can't watch it and not cry.
Right.
My oldest daughter, who's probably, what, how old is Anna? Probably 30. Anyway, she was totally into Barney, the purple dinosaur. Like,
is she the, okay, yep.
And this is a terrible story, but I have to tell you this. It's not a terrible story, it's a true story. And she watched it all the time. It's like, and that guy's a little annoying, you know, that music, I mean, it gets old, but not for her.
No. Nope.
So every day, and Dad put this in, and what's it called? The VCR, right?
The tape.
Put the tape in and watch Barney. Tape. Well, we were living on Roosevelt, and then we bought a house where we live now on Spring Street, and we're moving. And I feel bad telling you the story, but we told her it got lost in the move. And then that was the break she needed, and now. Yeah. Life is good. She's successful. So
she's recovered.
Anyway, she's recovered. So
hey, that would be fun to hear from listeners. Text us with your greatest parental lie to your children. Mine used to be that McDonald's was closed if the yellow arch was lit up. Sometimes the park. Yes, even the outdoors.
That your kids. I mean, your kids. Okay, really, your kids bought that. If the lights are on, they're closed. Wow.
Jim, are you familiar with a little term called marketing and salesmanship? You can sell it.
Oh, yeah.
Got to sell it.
Okay. Wow, that's good for you. All right. So your kids, you told them when the lights are on, they're closed, even though there were people in there and they could smell the burgers. Okay, that's good, Nikki. I'm glad that.
Hey.
Yeah.
So my kids aren't Mensa members, okay? They're not Rhodes Scholars.
That's a good one. So when I was a kid, right, when I was 10, long time ago, we played. When we drove, did you go on drives with your parents?
Yes.
We had a million kids in our family, and my dad, we would go driving to, I don't know, Cato or whatever, just around the country. We'd go for a drive just to kind of get the stress out. And
so the typical Sunday drive.
Right, right. And you would count horses. Did you do that?
No.
So that's what we would do. We'd count horses. One side, and you got, I don't know, was it 10 cents a horse?
Okay.
And we would drive around three horses and sometimes in. But then if you drove past a cemetery, because in the country, then all the horses are dead, so you had to start over.
That's funny.
But what my dad would do, and it took me forever, talk about not being a Mensa kid. We had cemeteries depending on how you came into town. So he would clean the slate, whoever had more. And because you could drive in Two Rivers, right? There's Forest Avenue. You can come in.
That would be east or west. Exactly what he was doing.
And he would drive in. Oh, your horse is all dead. We're like, oh, man, we're up, $2 an hour broke. Anyway, I wouldn't call that a lie. That was more of a game. But we did it. And I never caught on to that. I think I was probably in high school when I finally figured out, Dad, you didn't want to give us the money. So
I was 30 years old when I figured out that the elf that my mother always referred to around the Christmas holiday.
Oh, did you do that elf on a shelf?
No, because that's only been within the last, 15 years. Mm. We were at my surprise 30th birthday party. And I was talking to a small group of friends, and I was explaining something about Billy Brownie. And they just kind of looked at me like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, Santa's helper. And nobody had a clue who, and that is the exact moment that I realized that Billy Brownie.
I don't get it.
Did not exist.
Why did you come up with the name?
I thought all the parents used Billy Brownie.
Oh, but your parents used that for you.
Correct.
That's weird.
Universal. Billy Brownie.
They called Santa's helper Billy Brownie.
Yes. Yep. He had a specific name, and I thought the parents were in on it.
Did he leave brownies for you if you're good?
Or nope. I don't get it. What's the connection? The one that reported back. Oh, I saw Billy Brownie in the window. He saw that you didn't eat all of your dinner.
Get them on here. I need a little more detail on that. But that elf on the shelf, you're right, very popular. We didn't do that, but a lot of people do. There's so much fun you can have at Christmas. This is just a great time of year. We talked about that all week.
Speaking of accidentally on purpose, our elf on the shelf. Ha!
What's that?
What?
That's how our elf on the shelf festivities came to an end. I accidentally on purpose lost it.
Oh. Like me and the Barney tape. I love it.
You know
that.
Why?
See,
because
good parents. We got to move on. We got to move on, kids.
I hated all of a sudden going to bed at night, falling asleep, and then out of sheer panic, realizing I didn't move the elf.
No, I know.
Therefore, you sprint.
Yeah.
No, and have to move it quickly.
Got it.
And then you can't fall back asleep. So I accidentally on purpose lost ours.
Yep. I get that. That's okay. That's all your kids will do that to their kids someday too.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so we have a good show coming up here. You know what we're gonna talk about this next half hour? The Historical Society of Brown County. They have a big event coming on for the next couple days. We brought in the two people who are in charge of this, and this is gonna be fun because I love history and they know a lot about history and how this community can get more engaged. And then of course we got Ben Indiana Melcor coming up to talk a little real estate and a lot of stuff going on in the real estate world now that the election's over. People can actually move on. And Michael Freeman from Simple Life Hospitality. That's my guy when it comes to renting your home.
Good stuff.
And then Terry Barr.
New Wisco weekend.
Right.
Love
she's
it.
She's
Slice
got so many
Wisconsin.
Cool things going on. All right. This is Mickey and the Mayor. We're going to be right back.
From you, I drift away. I pray that you are here to stay. Anything you want, you got it. Anything you need, you got it. Anything at all.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The